from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iran complains about U.S. travel restrictions. Iran is complaining that new U.S. travel restrictions on four countries, including Iran, violate the nuclear deal with six world powers. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if they're also dual citizens from Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. says they are known to have sponsored terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said in a letter to Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif that the U.S. will fully adhere to its commitments under the nuclear deal. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of rebels opposed to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. This happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib. University of Denver scholar Jonathan Edelman tells VOA he believes Russia deliberately attacked Idlib.
The Russians in general, as the American military pointed out recently, isn't as precise under any conditions. But in this particular case, it seems part of their broader strategy. And that strategy is that they want to eliminate anybody who is opposing Bashar Assad, except for ISIS, to make it very clear that then that's the only choice for the West. They're going to have to go with Bashar Assad.
Sunday's attack came as Human Rights Watch accused Russian and Syrian forces of cluster bombing in the Syrian civil war that has left 200,000 dead. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a laboratory. Air France officials said the device did not present any danger to passengers. The Boeing 777 was headed to Paris from Mauritius. All 459 passengers and 14 crew were safely evacuated. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN brokered peace talks on Yemen ended Sunday with a broad agreement that the war has to end, but no major breakthroughs. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said officials from Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels reached a series of confidence-building measures in Geneva.
The parties made serious progress through identifying a framework for negotiations towards a comprehensive settlement, in addition to defining a set of relevant confidence-building measures relating to prisoner release, improved social services, and improving the flow of humanitarian aid to Taiz and to other Yemeni affected governorates.
The two sides are to meet again January 14th. Meanwhile, Yemeni officials say recent fighting has killed at least 68 people in Hajja province near the border with Saudi Arabia. India's Supreme Court has rejected an appeal to keep a young man in prison. He was one of the six males who brutally raped a young woman. The court said Monday, under the present law, detention cannot be extended beyond 3 years. Sunil Madhok was the lawyer for the petitioners.
As far as juvenile is concerned, one is detention and the other is rehabilitation. As far as detention is concerned, the court is constrained because there is no clear legislative sanction. In the absence of that, the juvenile cannot be detained.
23-year-old Jody Singh died of severe organ failure after suffering internal injuries and brain damage in the Savage gang rape in December of 2012. Chinese authorities now say 91 people are missing after a massive landslide that buried an industrial park in the southern city of Shenzhen in Guangdong province. About 900 people were evacuated from the site before the landslide struck. More than 1,500 emergency workers are involved in the search and rescue efforts. Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to boost economic and business ties during an official visit to Thailand by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Ron Corbin reports for VOA.
The visit by Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen was the first in 12 years. Speaking after the signing of several agreements to boost trade, business and security, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha said both countries aim to strengthen bilateral relations. Prayut said the Thai-Cambodian relationship is currently at its best. Earlier, Hun Sen called for more Thai investment at a Thai and Cambodian business forum. The two countries pledged to triple bilateral trade and investment by 2020. Ron Corbin, Bangkok, Thailand.
Search and rescue efforts resumed today for any remaining survivors from a missing ferry in central Indonesia. Authorities say 39 people have been rescued alive since the ferry capsized on Saturday. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.